Silver and Black Show.
This team is far better than we were. Our record, you know, says what we are, but we are a far better team than what we were previously. The guys didn't quit, you know, continue to do what we needed to do and, you know, had a chance.
No, they did not quit. Despite being down 24-3 at halftime, the Raiders were an onside kick recovery away from getting a chance to win that game last Sunday in Seattle against the defending Super Bowl champions. Welcome back to our Silver and Black Show. Greg Popp is always joined by the two-time Super Bowl winning quarterback of the Raiders. They were close, Jim, but ultimately another loss, and they are 0-8 on the year.
Yeah, they certainly are. And, you know, as everyone said, they fought hard. They came back from being down, especially in that first half with those three turnovers. Kept them in the ballgame defensively. The offense started to move, score some points, but also the big play came and obviously the block punt that really helped turn things around in the second half.
You know, when you look at the record, they are 0-8 through the midway point of the year, Jim, but to me, the 2014 Raiders are not that bad of a football team. When I compare them to the 2006 Raiders of head coach Art Shull that won just two games, that team was a bad football team. It was a bad offensive football team. This team is just not playing complementary football. I mean, when they score a touchdown on defense, they give it right back. When they have a big play on defense, on offense, they turn the ball back over. They're not stringing offense, defense, special teams consistently enough to win games, but they have played well in spurts on offense, defense, and special teams.
Yeah, they certainly have. You know, they come up with a big play on offense. They drive down the field. They score some points, either a field goal or a touchdown. The defense gives up a big play, lets them back in the ball game, and yet then the next time the defense makes a big play, offense struggles. You know, they're capable of big plays during the course of a game, capable of big plays on defense as well, but they can't do it consistently enough to stay in the ballgame long term.
But they got to find a way to get a victory, and that'll lead us to our Raider headlines. They are 0-8, but when you look back on last Sunday's game in Seattle, Jim, it's our headline number one. It's a tale of two halves. The Raiders were down 24-3 at halftime. You think you're in trouble. Seattle gets the ball to start the second half, but here come the Raiders. DeNico Autry shoots the A-gap with a left-hand block, spikes the punt. They kick it back into the end zone. Bryce Butler came sliding in, and that got the Raiders energized and back into the game, Jim. They got within 6 points in the final minute of that game.
Yeah, they certainly did. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, special teams is a big part of this ball game, and you know, they help turn things around by blocking that punt, scoring a touchdown, and getting the Raiders back in the football game. And that's the kind of plays you need a little bit more of for these Raiders to turn things around.
And the Raiders defense played much better in the second half, Jim. They forced 6 John Ryan punts, including the one that got blocked. They had 3 consecutive 3-and-outs. They gave the Raiders offense a chance to come back in the game, which they did. And that'll be our second headline this week on the Silver and Black Show: Rivera rising, a 2-touchdown game for Michael Rivera, both in the back corner of the end zone and tough cut catches, Jim. He was slow to start this year. His first 6 games, he only had 13 catches, but he had a 7-catch game 2 weeks ago in Cleveland, and this game is best in the NFL, 8 catches and 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, I think Carr is finding that the tight end, how important that he really can be, especially in short yardage situations and goal line situations. Although there were 2 1-yard touchdown passes, he found that tight end, Michael Rivera, who's playing absolutely spectacularly right now.
And the Raiders did score 24 points last Sunday in Seattle, Jim, and you would think in theory they're going to need that and more, but hopefully the Raider defense will be able to hold down the Sheriff. And that's headline number 3 this week on the Silver and Black Show, as John Gruden has dubbed him the Sheriff. Peyton Manning comes to town, Jim, with all of the individual awards, both single season and now career. He's the NFL's only 5-time MVP, and he plays a different style of football with all the check with me's, and he basically runs the game at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, he certainly does. He's a coach out there. He's the quarterback. He's seen it all, and as soon as he sees you line up in one typical formation on defense, you know, he changes to another play. I mean, he's on top of everything. And, yeah, the Raiders are going to have their hands full. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, still pressure is the key to making a quarterback look bad. And they've got to find a way to come after him and yet still cover those receivers.
And he gets the ball out so fast in about 2.2 seconds. You got to put pressure on him and put pressure on him right away. Maybe this will be the Sunday that Khalil Mack gets his first ever NFL sack, and he does it against the Sheriff, Peyton Manning. This week on the Silver and Black Show, yes, rookie number one draft pick Khalil Mack will make his first ever appearance on the show. Head coach Tony Sparano will talk about the tough task ahead with Peyton Manning and the Broncos coming to town. And Jim and I will show you how the Broncos wide receivers seem to be wide open at times, and it's not always legal. All this and more on week 10 of the Silver and Black Show.
The Silver and Black Show is brought to you by Hawaiian Airlines. Hawaii starts here.